So just taking a moment now to tune into your feet on the floor, that sense of connection to the earth. Does that feel different now? If you think of sending your tree roots down into the earth, some of you might find even that experience has changed now that your body's reorganized. Sense of yourself sitting on your chair. Now bring your awareness into the center of your chest, into your heart. We've just done a whole lot of stuff to really open that area up to get the energy moving through the middle of your chest. So just taking a moment to really drop into that place now. Some of you might find that that place feels really, really calm. Some of you might find that that place is now buzzing or feeling very alive. It will be different for everybody. So just notice yourself what you're sensing now. The middle of your chest, your heart chakra. And so in a moment, you're going to be planning a talk. And the topic of your talk is my business. I'm introducing someone to my business or my job or what I do with my time if I don't have a business or a job, maybe what I do with my time if I have a main hobby or something. So it's a 2-minute introduction to your business or your job. But I want you to plan it coming from this place here where you're feeling very grounded and calm, free in your body, really connected to your heart. And I want you to just, before you start planning, to take a few minutes, take a few seconds, we're going to do firstly, to tune into your intention for yourself when you give this speech. How would you like to feel as you deliver your 2-minute talk about your business to your partner that you're going to have in a minute? So just take a moment to get clear on your intention for yourself, how you would like to feel, and what outcome you would like for yourself and your highest good. Now, of course, there are other kinds of intentions we can set, but we're just practicing these ones in this course so they get really locked into your nervous system, so you're really familiar with them. And now I'd like you to focus on your intention for the person or people who are going to be listening to you when you introduce your business. How would you like them to feel as they're listening to you? And what outcome would you like for them in their highest good? And so now we're going to take this a little bit further and do something that I always do before I speak. I did it this morning. I always do it. I declare my intention out loud. Now, those of you who work with spirits or source or God or if you have guides or anything like that that's outside of yourself, it's a great opportunity to invite them into your field and basically make a declaration to them and ask them to help you carry out your intention. So if I was doing that, and I would call in my spirit guides and say, this is my intention, I request and instruct that you enable me to fulfill this intention in the next 2 minutes of my speech, in whatever language you like. Just, this is my intention, I request and instruct that this comes about. Whatever language you like. Now if you don't have spirit guides, you don't believe in any of that, that's fine. What you can do is just invite in your own higher self, your own highest version of yourself, your most mature version of yourself, your most adult version of yourself, or maybe some of you believe you have a higher self in terms of a soul or a higher spirit, and you can invite that being in, your own higher self, and then just say, I instruct and request my own higher self to be with me as I carry out this intention, to help me carry out this intention. So what I want you to do now, you're all on mute, I want you to take a minute to declare your intention out loud. If you have any spirits you work with or you want to invite in your own higher self to help you bring about that intention, and I want you to declare it in whatever language you like that feels very formal to you. The more formal the language, the more it locks in our intention. So if I was doing it, I would probably say something like, I use quite formal language, I'd say something like, I, Tani of Light and Love, hereby instruct and request, and I name the spirit teams that I work with, to work with me to bring about this intention that I now declare, and then I declare my intention. So I like to use really formal language. That's probably because I'm a writer and I love words. You don't have to be as formal as that. Use whatever language for you feels like it really locks this intention in out loud. So I'll give you 30 seconds now to do that. Okay, wonderful. So now I'm going to give you 5 minutes to actually plan your 2-minute presentation. So I want you to get out a pen and paper if you don't have one, and I'm going to give you some specific things to look at. So what I want you to plan is think about what your topic is, so which business or which job you're going to be talking about. And I want you to come up with your opening, so how you're going to start the talk, your closing, and maybe 3 or 4 main points that you're going to cover. Maybe just 3 points, because you've only got 2 minutes. So I want you to spend these few minutes preparing your opening, your closing, and your 3 main points. But I don't want you to write out the actual words you're going to say. I don't want you to write out a script. I don't want you to write out whole sentences. Just key words. So it might be, opening will be, talk about why I started my business. Opening might be a passionate description of my business. Do you know what I mean? So it's just 3 or 4 words describing what you're going to say, but it's not actually the words you're going to say. And your end might be, end with an appeal to their heart, or end with thanking them for their presence, or whatever. Whatever your ending is, but don't actually write the words you're going to say. Just write something that sums up what you're going to do in that ending. And then write down your 3 key points, but don't write what you're going to say. You might write, talk about how I help different people, talk about why I started this business, talk about what it means to my family, or whatever your 3 points are going to be. It doesn't matter. They can be anything. And so it's just to talk about your business or your job, what it is and why it's important. So I'm going to give you 4 minutes, I think. That should be enough to prepare a 2-minute talk. So you'll hear a buzzer ring at the end of 4 minutes. All right, everybody, well done. Popping your pens and papers down. I'll just give you a few more seconds to finish off your last point if you're still finishing something off. Fantastic. So while you were doing that, I've put you into groups of 3 because we have 15 people, so that works out perfectly. So in your groups of 3, I'll give you a few seconds just to work out who's going to go first, and you're just going to do who's going to go first, who's going to go second, who's going to go third, and you're each going to do your talk one after the other for 2 minutes, and then at the end, I'm going to ask you to talk about, to just talk with each other. Actually, yeah, we'll do each talk, and then at the end, you'll have a chance to really just give each other feedback on all 3 talks. No, you know what? I think we're going to do feedback after each talk. That feels better for me. I think that feels better. So the first person will talk for 2 minutes, and then you'll have a minute or so to give them feedback. And I'd like you to give feedback on how it felt listening to them, not just what you took from the talk intellectually, so you can feedback a little bit of what you heard in terms of the content, what made an impression on you in terms of the content, but also feedback how you felt listening to them. Did you feel engaged? What your experience was, because then they can see if it matched their intention. And then the person who spoke can have a little bit of a talk about the process of planning and how it felt to deliver their presentation from that space. And then we'll move to the second person, and you'll have feedback, and then the third person and have feedback. So I'm going to just give you 30 seconds in your groups now to decide, introduce yourselves and decide who's going to go first, second, and third, and then I'll give you the next instruction. So go ahead. Okay, it sounds like most of you have figured out who's going first, second, or third. So I just want to take a moment for whoever's going first. We're just going to just take 10, 20 seconds just to get back into that place we were in before we grabbed our pens and papers in case we fell out of it a little bit. So just closing your eyes and just taking a moment to connect. Feet on the ground, connection to the earth. That feeling of sitting on your sit bones so effortlessly on your chair with this lovely long spine. Really dropping into your heart, center of your chest. And just connecting again into your intention for this 2-minute talk, your intention for yourself and your intention for your audience. And so when you hear the bell start, you're going to have 2 minutes to deliver your talk, and at the end I'll ring the bell and then you can discuss and give each other feedback. Hello, everybody. Well done. Whether you exactly finish your talk in 2 minutes or not, don't worry. It's okay because you didn't have a clock in front of you probably, so you don't have to have finished the actual last sentence, just to have had a sense of having done that. So I'm going to give you now a couple of minutes to give that person feedback. So maybe we'll start with the person who spoke, talking about your experience of planning and delivering that talk, so you can go first, and then the others can give you some feedback on what it was like for them to hear it in terms of the content, but also in terms of how it felt, how it landed with them emotionally and energetically. So I'll give you a couple of minutes now to give that person feedback. Okay, everybody. Beautiful. I'm really aware of how great you are all with time. I was just flicking through the groups and you're already giving each other feedback. You've moved on to that, so that was great. So we'll probably have some more time for chatting at the end, but I just want to make sure we all get a chance to do our two-minute talks. So whoever's going next, we're just going to take a moment to help you just ground yourself again and center yourself before you talk. So just coming to the edge of your seat. It actually makes a big difference if we shift to sitting on the edge of our seat, because then our spine can be nice and long and we can be really on our sit bones. And I have experimented with delivering talks sitting back all slumped or really arching up and trying to sit upright, compared to the third way where you just sit on the edge of your seat in this nice neutral position without doing too much work. And it comes across very differently to your audience. They can feel it. They can feel your own ease and comfort in your body. So it's just nice to sit like that. And just sensing your connectedness to the ground, through your feet, taking a nice deep breath in, and letting your breath out, dropping into your heart, and then just feeling in again to your intention for this 2 minute speech you're going to give about your business, intention for yourself, your intention for your audience. Trusting that when you do glance down at your notes, it will all be there for you. You don't need to look over them again. Really what's important is to get really connected to your intention and into your body, into your heart. And when you hear the bell, you'll have 2 minutes, and then the bell will ring at the end of 2 minutes, and it's okay if you haven't finished the last sentence. It doesn't have to be perfectly timed. Okay. Well done, everybody. And it's okay if you haven't completely finished, but that was 2 minutes. And I have to say, flicking through the groups, I had tears in my eyes, because you're the exact sort of women I want to work with, because the things all of you are doing, and I know it will be the same with the third group as well, the things all of you are doing are so beautiful and so powerful and have such possibilities for shifting consciousness and shifting the state of our planet. And my mission statement is to help women like you get your voices out into the world, and so that these amazing things you're creating can be given voice and people can hear about them. So it's just, so inspiring to hear you starting to do that. And I just hope more and more women of your caliber and intention will be drawn to this course, so that I can help other women like that. Because, you know, when the women of our world, women of integrity of our world, start to speak, really speak about their visions and speak about their dreams and speak about their goals and their businesses and their intentions, things are really going to shift. So it's very exciting. So now I'm going to give you 2 minutes with your group, with the person who spoke can go first, talk about your experience of planning and what it was like to speak in that place, and then have some feedback from the other two. So I'll ding the bell now. Okay, everybody. We had some confusion. There were people falling off the call, but luckily I noticed it on my screen that they'd come back into the wrong group. So if that happens again when you're in a group, just press 5 on your phone and then I'll see your hand go up and I'll know that you've fallen off and you've been put in the wrong group, and I can help sort that out. So luckily we caught it that time. So now it's going to be a chance for the third person to speak. So we're just going to take a moment to give that person a chance to recenter themselves, because in reality in life you will probably have prepared your speech a few days earlier. So when you come to delivering it, it's always nice to just do, you know, some sort of checking in, usually for 2 or 3 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes if you have that. If you have half an hour, use it. But if you only have a few minutes, you could just do what we're going to do now, which is to just take a moment, take a breath in, and then exhaling, letting everything just fall away, and trusting that you've already done the planning. Your notes are all there on your paper, so you don't even really need to. Maybe you look at them once, and then you do the centering process, trusting that everything that you need to say has already been planned. And so you're just taking a moment now to connect through your feet into the earth, to have that, find that real sense of groundedness and strength within yourself. Sensing your feet, your bottom sitting on the seat. That feeling of sitting at the edge of your seat really neutrally. If you wanted to, you could just do some very gentle movements, rolling your pelvis forwards, letting the front of you get long. Your chest lifts, your face lifts a little bit, and then you roll back a little bit, your chest sinks down, your face looks down. Just gently, a few times, or you could do a few minutes of that exploration with the hands on your head, lifting your elbows, lowering your elbows. And then just finding your way back to the middle, between rolling forwards and rolling backwards, there's always a middle. So just finding your way back to the middle. And interestingly, if we do that, just spend a few minutes doing that to really free up our pelvis and our chest. When we sit and speak, our body's so much more connected. And if you were sitting in front of an audience, they would see that you'd be speaking with this really free moving pelvis, chest, arms. And they would experience you completely differently than if you were sitting there very rigidly arched or slumping back or doing a lot of work in your muscles to keep yourself up. People can really feel the ease in your body. They can hear it in your voice. They can see it, but they can also feel it. So now that you're sitting in this nice neutral place, just start to drop into your heart. Really sensing your heart, the depth of your heart, the spaciousness in your heart. And from that place of being in your heart, just reconnect with your intention for this 2-minute talk. The intention for yourself, how you would like to feel, what you would like for the other person to feel, your outcome in your highest good, their outcome in their highest good. And when you hear the buzzer, you can just open your eyes and glance down at your sheet, and you'll have 2 minutes to make your presentation. Okay, everybody, just finishing up. Even if you haven't finished your last sentence, that's okay, because we're not being 100% accurate with timing, because we don't have clocks in front of you, so it's okay. It's just a short little talk, just to feel into that. And again, I'm just so blown away by the things you're all sharing. It's just beautiful. Beautiful just having a snapshot of everyone, because I'm just drifting through the groups, and it's just extraordinary the stuff you're all sharing. So I'm going to give you a couple of minutes again for the third person for some feedback. So start by talking about your experience as a speaker, and then the other people can give you some feedback. Okay, everybody, well done. We'll just wrap that up. I know that we could all keep talking for a long time because you've all shared really powerful stuff with each other, and I really want to encourage you, particularly after what you've all shared today, to make use of the Facebook group that we've set up, because you could just get in touch with each other through that and keep your conversations going, because you've all been sharing really inspiring stuff with each other and giving each other a taste of what you're about, why you're here on this planet, what you're doing with your time at this point in time. That might change down the track, but that's what you're doing now. And, you know, this group is not just about our speaking. It's also about, you know, we've formed a really lovely support group for each other and an empowering group to really empower each other in our speaking. And I'd really encourage you to connect with each other through the Facebook group and just stay in touch and keep these conversations going. I've had a lot of stuff that I had planned that we might do today, but this process to me has emerged as being the most important thing for us to do today, so I'm not attached to the other things I'd planned. We may touch on them before we finish, and I may touch on them next week. We may leave them to the small groups if we continue, but I'd rather give a little bit of time to feedback on what we just experienced, because I think it was quite powerful. and particularly feedback on what it was like to combine the masculine sense of direction, sense of planning, knowing what you're going to talk about, having a bit of a framework, with the feminine, being in your heart, being connected to your body. We did a lot of stuff connecting you to your body. We did a lot of stuff connecting you to your heart, connecting to your intention. We didn't do specifically connecting to the audience other than through the intention, but we're going to hopefully go and look at that now or next week or in the small groups. But you've done a lot of connecting. So I'm just curious to hear from people how it felt to combine a little bit of the masculine with the feminine stuff we've been learning and just see how that was for you. So anyone who would like to share, press 1 on your phone and I will pass you the mic. Oh, I see Glenys popping her hand up, so I'm going to give the microphone to Glenys. Hello.
Oh, hello. Yes. Yeah, that was quite an amazing process, and we all really appreciated all the people in our group. I'm someone that was much more comfortable in the, you know, previously in the masculine world and talking and planning and everything, and I really enjoyed this process of merging the two. And with my talk, I specifically, although I did some planning, I also spent some time, you know, quite a bit of time in the centering in the heart. And what happened was that my talk, although I kind of stuck to what I planned, it kind of flowed organically, you know, around the topics, around the main points, rather than, you know, sort of going point by point, as it probably would have if I'd stayed in the masculine.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I felt much more connected and I was really flowing through the heart while I was doing it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And that's raised one of the main points that I wanted to share. So thank you for reminding me that when we combine the two like this, what you'll find is you're bringing feminine energy into your planning process. So the planning is setting up a container for, okay, this is the broad framework, this is the roadmap, these are the countries I'm going to visit, but I don't know what's going to happen on the way. And so when you stand up and speak, you're in a receptive feminine space, which means you're not just receptive to what the audience is needing you to say and what the audience is ready to hear and the shifts of energy and plays of energy in your audience, you're also receptive to wisdom that's going to come through you from your higher self, from spirit, from your intuition, whatever you feel comfortable to think about it coming from. And so what happens is you'll write your 3 key points on your sheet and you think that's what you're going to talk about, and as you start to speak, something will come through you when you're in this connected space. And often what you'll end up saying is 10 times more powerful than what you thought you were going to say when you wrote down your keyword or your bullet point. And I find that so often when I speak, I plan, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, dogs and how amazing they are. And then I just write down the word dogs amazing. And as I start to speak, I get all these powerful insights about dogs and animals or whatever the topic is. I'm just making that one up as an example. But that I didn't think of when I was planning that bullet point. Much more powerful stuff came through me when I actually spoke. But I'd given the framework of that bullet point so that my consciousness, my higher self, the teams I'm working with, everything knew that that's the point I'm going to cover, but I'm open to the highest level of wisdom on that point coming out of my mouth when I speak. And we're going to talk a lot more about that next week, drawing our wisdom out, bringing through our wisdom. But it's just a powerful point that has already just been touched on by Glenys, that the things she said weren't exactly what she thought she was going to say, but it was still around that same topic. So that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, Glenys. I'm going to pass the mic now to Tina. It's the first time she's joined us. I'm so excited. Did you get a phone card?
Hi, Tani. How are you?
Good, thank you. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I noticed that just out in my life, since I've been doing the course, I noticed that one of the things that's come up for me is that because maybe some of the other women will relate to this, because of a lot of the things that I'm very passionate about are quite different to regular mainstream thinking, I find that when I'm trying to describe my reality from my head, I don't feel like I'm connecting with people. But when I drop into my heart and I really speak very personally, from this more sort of feminine way of speaking, that people connect to what I'm saying despite whether it might be something that's odd or new to them. And that's really empowering for me to be able to speak to people and feel like I can connect to them despite potential differences in our personalities and lifestyles. So that's been really exciting for me.
That's an amazing point. Thank you for pointing that out. That's a really, really big thing. It's true, because everyone deep down wants to be met on a heart level. And actually, if world leaders knew that, what you've just said, if world leaders knew that all they have to do to connect to people on different sides of the arguing table from them is to really meet them at a heart level, just think what would come out of those meetings that happen.
It's a really powerful point.
It's a really powerful point. And it's one for us all to remember when we are speaking in an environment that's less receptive. And I know some of you, like Tricia and Beth, are going into environments where you're not necessarily meeting like-minded people when you're speaking. And so really, it would be interesting for you guys to play with what Tina's just talking about, to really play with what's it like if I meet these people from my heart, even though I know they don't necessarily agree with me intellectually, you might find that the things you say land very, very differently. So really grateful to you for pointing that out, Tina. I'm going to pass to Katrina, who hasn't spoken today, so we're going to give you the mic. There you go. Hello.
Hey, Connie. It's interesting that exercise gave me the opportunity to really examine the work I do, because I think I mentioned that I'm a groomer, and I never really considered grooming my career, even though I've done it forever. I've done all kinds of things in between, but, you know, it helped me to really get clear that it's enough. I've somehow had in the back of my mind that I have all these grand views of the world and what I can do, that grooming somehow wasn't enough, but it is so enough. And that really helped, that came through in that exercise. And also observing that the way I might think I'm coming across isn't necessarily the way I am coming across, because I felt far more nervous than appeared to come across. But the difference for me today was from the last time we did an exercise, that I did an exercise where I had to speak, was I was nervous before, and I beat myself up a little bit about it. But this time it was kind of like, oh, well, you know, I'll do better next time, which was a great improvement for me. And I'm really happy about that. Yeah, I'm like thinking of ways to work with this stuff and observing myself and all these exercises are really, really useful.
That's wonderful, and that's a really great point that you've just brought up then about our self-talk, because, you know, this process of dropping into our heart and out of our head drops away a lot of the self-talk, because a lot of the self-talk is coming from our head. So even if you felt nervous, that's an emotion, and that's totally fine to have an emotion, but often on top of the emotion, we then run all these thoughts about the emotion. Oh, I shouldn't be nervous. Oh, I stuffed it up. Oh, I didn't do well. Oh, everyone was expecting this, and everyone was unhappy, and I didn't live up to this, and I didn't live up to that. And most of those are thoughts. They're coming from our head. And so when we're in a really deep, heart-connected, body-connected place, like you are all in at the moment and have been when you were talking, you might feel some emotions, you might feel nervous, but you're not going to have all the self-talk that comes on top of that and locks those emotions in. And so the emotions can just disappear. You know, you feel them, notice them, feel them, they go. They're not stuck there by these constant thoughts that keep coming in. So it's actually a really good strategy for those of us who have really strong self-talk around speaking to get into this really heart-centered, body-grounded place. And that's a really lovely outcome. And the other outcome that Katrina really also highlighted is that a lot of clarity can come to us when we're in this place. And often I find when I'm speaking from a place like this, it's much more connected to myself and much more grounded than when I'm just going about my daily life, because I've got all these practices around speaking that I use. And so often my moments of greatest clarity come when I'm speaking. And so Katrina's just had an example of that when she was planning and speaking about her grooming, she realized that, you know, it's actually much more, it's enough of a contribution to the world. It's bringing joy, it's bringing delight, it's helping an animal, all the reasons why it's enough. And it's the process of getting into our heart, connecting to our body, connecting to our higher self, allows clarity to come in. So it's a wonderful state for us to have in our lives more and more. And now that you're adding it into your speaking, it's just another opportunity for clarity now every time you speak. So that's just a powerful, powerful point to make. I'm just going to ask for one more share, and I think I'm going to ask for Tasha because she hasn't spoken yet today. So I'm going to pass you the mic. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to pick up on what was being said before about how when you're speaking from a heart space, it almost doesn't matter if the people that you're speaking with, if you think they're going to get it or not, if it's in a totally different realm. I've been playing with this idea of listening from whether or not you understand instead of listening from if you agree, which is a different orientation that comes from another sort of learning. And it really struck me, you know, when we speak from a heart space, it compels people to listen from a heart space so they can relate on a human level, and it doesn't matter if they agree. So I'm really struck by that, and I just think that's, yeah, I'm really lit up by that right now.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Tathra. And it's really interesting because what I was going to talk about today, if we had time, which we don't really, but actually follows from that. So I'm just going to mention it briefly because I'd like to find time at some point in this course to talk about it, or maybe in the coaching groups if we do them, but is that what is going on in our energy field really, really impacts on the listener's experience. So when we're in this space, we're really connected to our heart, we're really connected to our body, we're coming from integrity. Our intention is simply, what would I like my audience to feel? What is in their highest good? The audience can feel that we're speaking with a clean energy field. It doesn't raise their defenses. So they can stay in their heart space. They can stay objective. They can really be receptive to what we're saying. But often when we speak, particularly in situations where we're quote-unquote speaking our truth, which is a chance for us to sort of get our needs heard, and also if we're in a situation where we're giving a public talk and it's where we're trying to convince someone else, in both those situations, when we speak, usually our energy field is not clear. It's not clean. So even if we have done some heart-centering practices, we haven't got the awareness around what's really going on in our energy field. So we may be speaking our truth, but under that is an agenda or an expectation of an outcome from someone else. Or we might be speaking in front of an audience, trying to convince them about the environment or something. And even though we're in a heart space, we have an agenda behind what we're saying, which is we want them to agree with us. We want them to change their behavior. We want them to change their actions. And an audience can feel what's in your energy field. They can feel if you have an agenda. They can feel your expectations. They can feel the push in your energy or the pull in your energy. They can feel the hooks in your energy. And when an audience feels that, or if you're across a dinner table from someone who's quote-unquote speaking their truth to you, but you can feel that really they're trying to get you to do something or change your behavior, or they're trying to tell you off for something via speaking their truth, you don't want to hear it. You resist. You get defensive. Unless you've done an enormous amount of personal growth work and you can allow it to just fall away and really feel their emotions, most people, their defenses will come up. They won't be receptive. They'll drop out of their heart. They'll go into their head and they'll start finding reasons to not listen to what you're saying. So one of the things I'm really keen to work with people on, and I'm realizing as this course unfolds that if I was going to do it in this course, it would need to be longer than 5 weeks. So if I run it again, I might make it longer or make an advanced course, follow-up course or coaching groups. But I'd like to work with people on helping them become more aware of what's in their energy fields when they're talking. So I'll give you an example. Recently, about 3 or 4 months ago, I was in a group that I'm in, and we go around the circle and we all talk about our feelings and we speak our truth. And when I shared my truth, I hadn't really gone through and cleaned up my energy field and got really clear on my intention and what was really going on for me emotionally. I blurted out my truth, which was, I don't feel very supported at the moment. And I talked about why I felt unsupported and all this. But really, under that was a plea to the people in that group to step up and start supporting me a bit more. And there was also an edge of resentment that they hadn't done that, and there was an edge of telling them off, and it was a little bit passive-aggressive in how I spoke my truth. And I only realized it afterwards, when I realized it didn't go down very well, and in my head I thought, I'm just speaking my truth. This is my emotional experience. I don't feel supported. But actually, under that was a lot of other stuff. Resentment, wanting people to change their behavior, wishing they would do this, wishing they would do that, and telling them off. And they could feel it, and I wasn't aware of it, because I was just so thought, I'm speaking my truth. And that was a big wake-up for me, and I realized, gosh, you know, we can fall into old patterns of having expectations and having agendas and having push or pull energy in our energy field when we speak, even if we're just speaking, quote-unquote, our truth, or even if we're just standing up to get our opinion across. So one of the things that I've been working on a lot lately, and I'd love to work with women on, is this idea of how can we stand up and just speak purely from our heart what is in our truth or what is our opinion or our belief about the world without having an agenda of how anyone else responds. Because when we can stand up and do that, we get a very, very different response from the audience because they don't feel that they're being pulled or manipulated or hooked or expected to do anything, and they can just listen. And so what Tathra was talking about has just led a little bit into this discussion, which is when you're coming from a heart space, and on top of that, not just coming from a heart space, when you actually have really examined what's in your energy field around this topic, is there anything you deep down you're really wanting these people to do? Is there an outcome you're trying to get from them? Is there something? And if it is, that's okay, but just be aware of it. Because if you're aware of it, you can manage that. You can manage, is it coming out with a push? Is it coming out with aggression? Is it coming out with a bit of a punch to it? Or can I just keep it nice and soft? Okay, I have a little bit of a hope that they'll change their behaviours around the environment. I'm going to acknowledge that, admit that. That's there in my energy field. They're going to feel that. Let me keep that as soft as I can so that it's not coming at them with a punch. Because often people are bewildered and don't understand why the things they say don't go down well with other people because we don't have awareness as speakers of our hooks and the things that are in our energy field. So I just wanted to bring that up briefly. Obviously don't have time to go into exercises around that today. We may find some space next week to do it, but next week I really want to look at speaking from our intuition. So you can tell from listening to me there's lots of things I want to cover with you guys, and I'm just sort of flagging lots of them for you because I feel like at least if I flag them, there'll be things you'll start to look for and listen for in your own speaking. And those of you who choose to maybe, I'm starting to think that this group coaching might go ahead. I've had good responses from a lot of you on it. So if we go down that path and we end up doing group coaching, then we can go into exercises around all of that, exercises around how to manage our own energy fields when we speak, the things that are underneath what we're saying that we may not be aware of. We can also start to do some exercises on what's going on in our audience and how to sense what's going on in our audience, and so we can adjust our own energy to match what's going on in our audience, how to actually deeply connect with our audience. We haven't really had space to look at that in this course. And obviously doing a lot more work on getting into our heart, connecting to our body, connecting to our intuition, to our higher self. So I just want to put that out there now that we're wrapping up today's session to say that I've had maybe about half of you respond to the survey that I included in the last email, which was a survey asking if you'd be interested in doing group coaching, what sort of time would suit you, how often you'd like to do it, how much you'd be comfortable to spend. So those of you who haven't filled that out, I'll add that again into the email I sent out this afternoon with today's recording, and I'd really be grateful if you are interested at all in going further with this to fill out that survey, because it just gives me a feeling of how many people are interested, is it worth me setting it up, how long would you like to do it for, once a week or once a fortnight, you know, all that sort of stuff, and what sort of times people are going to be available for. And then if there is a core group, it looks like so far everyone who's replied is very interested. Some of you would prefer once a fortnight. Some of you would prefer once a week. Some of you would prefer to pay $20. Some of you would prefer to pay $100. So it's all, I'll find something that's in the middle. And some of you wanted a 6-week course. Some of you wanted a 12-week course. So I'm just interested to see that. And it will, I think I'll be able to feel my way through it once I've heard from more of you and find something that's going to appeal to most people. And hopefully, I just have a feeling it will work out so that people in the Northern Hemisphere will be able to fit into one time zone and work together in groups of 4 or 5, and maybe people in the Southern Hemisphere will find a time slot for you guys so that no one's having to get up in the middle of the night. That's my intention if we go ahead with this, that you can all be awake and at a time zone that suits everybody. And I'm actually getting really clear that I would prefer to work in much smaller groups. So last time I said 9 or 10, but I think if I had 4 or 5 people in a group, we could do really, really powerful work, and I'm interested in doing really, really powerful work, so I'm going to try and keep the groups down to 4 or 5. So I wanted to let you know about that, but that is still possibly going ahead if people are interested. And so I'll send out the link to that survey again for those of you who haven't had a chance to fill it in yet, and I'd be grateful if you filled it in. In terms of homework, 2 things I'd like you to do this week. One is just to start looking at audiences. So just generally, so if you're sitting in a talk during the week for any reason, just look around the room and notice what's happening. Even if you're in a movie theater or in a theater of a play or a musical or something where there's a lot of people, just be curious and look around at how people are reacting. And you'll probably start to see that there are key people in that audience who, when they laugh, people around them laugh. There are key people in the audience that, when they have an emotional reaction, other people around them react. And it's just a fascinating thing to start to look at the ebbs and flows of energy in an audience, because it's something we need to be quite sensitive to as speakers. So I'd like you to start just thinking about that a little bit, because I have talked about that today and we haven't had a chance to do an exercise on it, but I'd love you to start paying attention to it. And then if you have any opportunities to speak, again, to play with this idea of, okay, how comfortable do I feel to just speak purely from my heart without any planning, and see how you go with that. And if it's a situation where you need some structure to your talk, then have a go at what we did today, which is planning from a feminine place, planning, being connected to your heart, being connected to your body, thinking about your intention even when you're doing the planning, but being open that when you speak, something else might come through you. So I just want you to do every opportunity you can in the next week, because next week's our last call, to really play with speaking from your heart, speaking from your head, planning from your heart, and just to really lock in a few more experiences of that that you can share with the group when we meet up again next week. I think that would be a really good use of time. I will, if you like, I'm happy to edit out the little failed-y move that we did for about 10 minutes today, sitting on the chair where you had your hands on your head, and send that to you as an exercise if any of you would like. So if anyone wants me to do that, just press 1 on your phone, and if enough people want that, then I'll do that today. Send that to you. Okay, I'm seeing lots of hands go up. Okay, so I'll send you that. Just make a note. Send. And with those kind of Feldenkrais exercises, obviously there's thousands of them that Moshe Feldenkrais invented, and I just picked one. But the one that I picked is one that's really lovely to get you sitting really comfortably on a chair and also open your heart for your chest up. If you're going to speak and you're going to be sitting when you speak, you might have time to put that CD on and do the whole thing for 10 minutes, or you might just sit there and do a couple of bits of it. So just gently roll your pelvis forwards and back gently. Do the thing with your elbows a couple of times, paying attention, moving very gently and slowly. And because you've done the lesson with me and you've done it at home a few times maybe, when you just do 2 or 3 minutes, it jogs your memory in your nervous system and your body will just go back to the state that it was at the last time you did the lesson. So it's not that every time you speak you have to spend 10, 20, 30, 40 minutes doing a whole Feldenkrais lesson, but it's because you've done them beforehand in the quietness and comfort of your home that when you come to speak, you can just do a few minutes, couple of minutes of movement, and it jogs your whole system back into that place of being neutral and free. So it's a really powerful tool, but for the tool to work, you have to have done it a couple of times before at home, so it's really in your nervous system. So what I do before I speak is I just do a couple of minutes of little movements from lessons that I've done many times, and I know that it brings my body back into that place. It's a very powerful tool. I have a lot of short lessons like that because I work with a lot of people with pain and I work with a lot of people who sit in offices, and I've found over the years I've recorded lots of short things, 20-minute things for people. But what I've actually done in the last 6 months is I've made a CD that I've called it Office Rescue, and it's for people who sit a lot. But where it might be useful for you guys is it's got 12 lessons on it, 12 Feldenkrais lessons, and each of them is under 5 minutes. So some of them are 2 minutes, some of them are 3 minutes, some of them are 4 minutes. And they're all short little things you can do while sitting on a chair. So you can do them in your office or on an airplane or in the bathroom. And they're really good to do if you're ever having to deliver speaking content sitting down. So if you're going to have to sit in a boardroom and deliver something or sit across a table, and your body's feeling a bit stiff and a bit yuck, and you think, oh, God, I just want to do something to get my body feeling really free, those are really, really powerful. So I'm happy to sell you those. I'm just looking at where I've got one of them sitting over here on my desk. Oh, yeah, I usually sell them for $97. I'm not going to charge you guys that because you're already paying for this course. So I'm happy to sell it to you guys for, say, $57, which is almost half off. So if any of you are interested in wanting to have that tool, 12 little lessons, they're about under 5 minutes each. You can do them in a chair. They're very, very easy and quick way to free up your body. What I might do is just see if there's any interest in that. I love this technology. It can get you to put your hands up. So if anyone's interested in that, press 2 on your phone. And then, or 1 or 2 on your phone. So I'm seeing a few hands go up. Okay, well, what I might do is figure out a way of how I can email that to you. I have to figure out how to sort that out with PayPal and everything. I'm not very good at all that stuff yet. I'll figure out a way of doing that. I'll post the rescue and I'll make a note that I'm happy to sell it to you guys for 57 instead of 97, and I'll figure out a way of doing that. Those of you who are Aussies, you could just pay me by bank transfer and I can email you the tracks. But those of you who aren't Australian probably can't do that, so I'll have to figure out a way. Anyway, so also just wanting to... Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to ask you, I'm thinking of running this course again, Whole Woman Speaking, because I had a lot of people email me who found out about it too late and couldn't join in. So I tend to try to respond to the world rather than initiate. That's my new philosophy, which is only in the last few months, and I'm really enjoying it. And so as I'm feeling the world asking me to do it again, I'm starting to gear up to think I'd like to do it again. So what I wanted to ask you guys is if any of you would be happy to stay on this call for an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and just maybe speak for a couple of sentences about how you found this course, how it's helped you. I can edit those together as a little testimonial. And what's great about that is people can hear when you're speaking that you're in your heart, that you're speaking authentically. And so you're modeling for them what's possible for them if they do this course, that they themselves could get to the point where they could speak passionately and from their heart. So I think that would be more helpful for people than a written testimonial. So if any of you would like to do that, I'll ask you to stay on after the call and you can just speak them one at a time and I'll find someone who can help me edit them together and make it a little testimonial of people about this course so that people who are considering doing it next time will have a bit of a sense of what's possible for them, what they might learn from it and whether they would enjoy it. So I'm going to end by just thanking you all so much for today. I think we've done some incredibly powerful work. I just never know what's going to happen in these calls because I do what I'm teaching you, you know. I plan very broad brushstroke framework and things we might possibly talk about and then I respond to what's coming up. So it makes it such a joy for me to talk because it's always different and I don't know what's going to happen, so it's very exciting. I'm really, really honoured to be part of this process of facilitating your speaking awakening because when I heard you all deliver your talks then, I just felt so excited that there's these women going out into the world who are doing things that they really care about, they really believe in, and are now getting the confidence to speak about those things powerfully from their heart in a feminine way. So that's just beautiful. I know some of you are joining me at the same time tomorrow. We're running the Women's Vision Circle. We've got a group of women all around the world who are booked in for that. If any of you are interested, it's not too late to join in. It's by donation, so $2, $10, $100, whatever you feel like. And we're going to be doing a 2-hour call with women around the world, and it's simply going to be a space to share your vision so you can practice all of this, what we've been learning about speaking from our heart. So if you're interested in that and you haven't booked in, you can just go to the website. I think it's just womensvisioncircle.com, and that will take you through to how you can book in and get your phone number and your PIN number and everything. So I'm just going to say thank you to everyone. Beth, if you still want to chat with me because I didn't have a chance to call you back during the week, stay on the phone and we'll chat at the end. And now I'm just going to give you all a chance to say goodbye if you're leaving. And those of you who'd love to leave a little recorded message, actually maybe I'll just do it this way. Those of you who want to leave a little recorded message, pop your hands up, press 1, and then I'll know who to say goodbye to. And everyone else can just drop off the line quietly and I will see you all next time. And those of you who are listening on the recording, I'm really looking forward to going through these processes with you tomorrow on the follow-up call, and I hope you will have had a chance to listen to the recording. So see you, everyone. And those of you who've got pressed 1 on your phone, I'm going to hand you each the mic so that you can say what you want to say. Okay, I'm going to start with Tina. Go ahead. Hello, Tina. Oh, Tina's just dropped off. Okay, I'm going to hand...
Hi, no, I can... Could you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. There you are. Is that Tina?
This is Tina.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
Great.
for me, doing this course has been amazing because it's allowed me to finally feel like the idea of stepping into my dreams and really speaking out loud the things that I've been visioning inside my heart for so long are actually possible, and that the fear of falling apart in front of an audience and not being able to express what I really feel is starting to actually fall away. And part of me didn't really believe that was possible. So I'm so excited about this work because it's very practical and tangible, and there are direct accessible techniques that we're learning that you feel the impact of straight away in the moment. And that's incredibly empowering and inspiring, and I'm super grateful. Thank you, Tani.
Oh, thanks so much. That was beautiful. Gosh, you're speaking from your heart now. That's amazing. It's modeling what we're learning. Beautiful. See you, darling. Okay, I'm going to pass the phone to Shante, the microphone. Let me just see if I can... Hang on, there's something weird going on here. Okay, here we go. Shante, hello. Hello.
Well, it's been just the ticket for me because I was looking, you know, what was I not getting when I was speaking to people? Well, there's a whole lot that I wasn't getting. And I thought that what I had to say was so important, and yet needing to be heard or needing people to agree with me or, you know, withdrawing them in the wrong way. So it's just learning how to very simply use these exercises so that my body is speaking is amazing, because now I don't have any reason to try to get someone to agree with me, because it's just the way it is, and I'm speaking and it's free. So there's information being passed, and that's exactly what I want.
Beautiful. That's brilliant. I love that you're learning that. Fantastic. It's great, because even apart from putting aside any testimonials, I'm not getting to hear really what it is that you're learning. It's fantastic. So I can see if my intention is being met, so that's great. So thank you so much, Shante. I'm going to pass the mic now to Alice. Hello.
Oh, hello. I was...
Oh, hang on, you've gone mute. Sorry, darling, I'm passing you the mic again. Yeah, that's okay. Oh, you've gone mute again. It's really weird. I don't know what's happening with you, Alice, for some reason. Okay, try again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Oh, no, you've gone mute. This is the strangest thing.
Yeah, oh, I was going to.
Here you go, sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Look, I've just got so much from this course. One thing is that it's affirmed me in the way that I already speak from the heart, but it's like trusting that a lot more. It's also made me very aware of how when a topic is really charged, like that last one was about speaking about our own work, that it's very difficult for me to actually do it from the masculine. I can't, my brain gets scrambled and it's very hard for me to plan. So what I still can do, though, is set intention and speak from the heart. And as I think, you know, that gives me a way forward as the charge go, that doing it and speaking from the heart with trust, the charge will go away and I'll be able to get in touch with the part of me that can plan. That's really fascinating. And I've learned so much just simply from the way you run the course, Tani, because, you know, this is a model for so many of us who want to speak in this way in teleseminars and so forth, that we can do it. It's made it seem much more accessible to be able to run this kind of a course. I'm full of ideas now. And I've got lots of ideas I want to share with you about this work and how you might go forward with that as well. So if you can give us an opportunity to do that as well, you know, I think there'd be others who would have input to give you about that. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you very, very much. It's so many dimensions I couldn't possibly describe them in this short time.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Alice. Yeah, I'd love to chat with you about that. We'll have to find a time when we're both around. That'll be great. Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to pass the mic to Estelle. Hang on one sec. What's going on at the moment? Estelle, here we go. Microphone.
Lovely. Thank you, Tana. You can hear me okay?
I can.
Wonderful. Well, this course has been absolutely phenomenal. I've really appreciated the course content. It's helped me to balance the masculine and the feminine. It is an area that I'm professionally moving into with much excitement and fear, and this course has helped me to overcome all of that stuff and to really grow within myself as well. I've been hiding in the shadows far too long, for 40-odd years, and I've decided to come out of the cave and embrace who I truly am instead of denying myself. I've done a very good job of that. And this course was something that I was looking for with the integrity that it holds. And I've got so much value out of it on all levels. And I've really appreciated connecting with women of similar caliber who are wise, who have gone through similar struggles to me, and who have the courage to speak their truth, to practice with each other. And the space that this course offers is just, as I say, phenomenal. I'm very, 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 very grateful.
Oh, thank you, Estelle. And I'm really grateful to have such beautiful women in the course, because my intention was to draw amazing women together who are really ready to step up and speak their truth. And I'm so excited that that's the women who came. So it's just beautiful for me. Thank
Fantastic.
You so much.
Yeah, so keep going
beautiful.
With that.
Yeah, I will. People want it, I'll do it. If not, I'll do something else.
Good on you.
All right.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, I'm going to pass the microphone to Katrina.
Yeah, I feel that every woman that's spoken has, like, spoken from my heart in terms of what they're drawing from these calls. And the heart work has been amazing. I didn't even realize how much I had closed off my heart or how little attention I've been paying to it, and to feel so safe, the space we've created, you know, to feel so safe to express from the heart and to realize that it's possible, like Tina was saying, that this, there are actual practical applications in these calls. It's a progression. I'm so sorry I missed that one call. You know, I just wanted to be there, but even just listening, it's the energy is it's created, and we are able to shift and actually affect our environment from that place, and it's so healing. I really honestly didn't think it was necessarily possible to find practices, because I've done so many, 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 that actually I'm using and seeing results, instant and progressive. It's just beautiful. It's beautiful, and I'm so grateful.
Well, thank you so much, Katrina. I really appreciate that. And it's really great to know that the practices are helping, because, as I said, my Feldenkrais training means that I really want things to not just be learned intellectually, I want them to be experienced and embodied. And so each week I just make up new practices, and they seem to be working. So it's really great to hear that feedback that it is working, the experiential side of things. So that's beautiful. So thank you very much. I'm going to pass the phone. There's a couple more women on the call. I'm not sure if they're wanting to speak. I think Beth is hanging on to chat with me. Connie, I'm going to pass you the microphone to see if I can get it to work. Connie.
I'm here.
Hello, Connie. Hello.
Hi. I mainly hung on just to listen to everybody, because I went into this with so much longing to have the ability to speak comfortably. And when I heard you speak about it on the Women's Summit, on the forum, I jumped on it. I was like, oh, this is like a dream come true to have a place. I've joined Toastmasters, but they don't speak the language that you speak, and I like the language that you speak, and because it speaks to my heart. And I feel that there's hope for me out there, that I can, through this process that you're showing us, leading us through, that I will be able to be comfortable in speaking my truth. And also having it be a lot of fun for people to listen. That's my hope. So thank you for doing this. And I'm definitely going to sign up for the next the next part of this process, and I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yay, beautiful. I'm so glad to have women joining this call who are really interested and inspired, and it's just beautiful. It makes my life so much fun. And as you say, when you're sharing from your heart, it's actually really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Like, I've had periods in my life where I wasn't running my businesses in this way. I wasn't speaking from my heart. I wasn't connecting to audiences who were like-minded. And there was a push and there was effort and it wasn't fun. And now working with women who are so like-minded, it's just, I look forward to this call all week.
Yes. Everyone
because it's fun.
Is so wonderful to talk to. It's just been a blessing,
beautiful.
You know.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. So thank you so much, Connie.
I'm
seeing Susan is still on the call. I'm not sure if she wants to speak or she is listening, but I'll pass you the mic to
Tani.
Susie, hello.
Hello. Tani, I have no idea what I'm going to say, but I just want to say from my heart, it's just like I've had a little weight taken off my heart during the course when I can just, it's been like this, you know, there was something missing, and I was looking around Noosa for public speaking, for all that sort of stuff, and I went to Toastmasters, and I kind of went cold with all that because it just didn't do it for me, and this course has just really put me back in a place of really, just my deepest desire now is to connect with my heart just about as often as I can, so... And the delightful thing as well is using all the wonderful practices we do to just really get us in our body and in our heart so we actually get to feel before we speak. And the other thing I want to say, it'll get just really exciting. Even when I feel pain in my heart and I'm frightened to say what I'm going to say, I feel like I'm dropping off a cliff sometimes and... Mm. It's such a relief to actually be able to say something that's been bottled up for 1,000 years. So, in a beautiful space, and I really think it's just a gorgeous process, and I'm certainly signing up for the next course, absolutely. So, and I'd recommend it to every woman who really wants to really enter their truth and speak what their own unique magic is, and just... You know, and it's just been it feels like the energy coming from the whole course has been very pure and loving. So I really, with my heart, thank you, Tani, and thank all the other women. And you know, how more gorgeously can we live than from our spreading our message and being in our heart? So there you go.
Beautiful. You know what I love the most about that? You started by saying, I've got no idea what I'm going to say.
I know. I thought, I'm not going to plan.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. And so many times in our lives, when we're waiting in a queue to speak in a situation like this, and we know it, we start planning what we're going to say, and then when we speak, we're not in our heart, we're not in the present, we don't say anything beautiful or inspiring. And so the fact that you allowed yourself to stay in this place of, I'm not going to think about it, they're all speaking, I'm just going to wait... And then just spoke, it's just gorgeous, because what came out of your mouth was totally pure from your heart, honest, authentic, and magical. And if you'd spent the last 5 minutes planning it, it wouldn't have been the same. So I'm just so glad you modeled that.
Thanks, Tani. I've got to leave now. So
All right. I'll see you all now. I'm-